So today is Intercultural Neighboring Sunday. It's a day that we celebrate the diversity within our community. So let us watch the message of Reverend Sharon Hollis.
Hollis, Uniting Church Assembly President, and I'm bringing this greeting to you from the rich and faithful gathering of the Korean National Conference on the lands of the Wurundjeri people. I pay my respects to their elders past and present and to their descendants. I give thanks to God for the diversity of languages, cultures, practices, spiritualities and traditions we see in First Nations peoples across these lands. We see this rich diversity also in the many people who have made Australia home since colonisation. This diversity has shaped and moulded us as a nation. In 2022, the 16th Assembly passed a resolution to strengthen our commitment to being a multicultural church. This included the creation of a new celebration, Intercultural Neighbouring Sunday. This celebration aims to strengthen our commitment to the unity we have in Christ and to celebrate the rich diversity of being a multicultural church. In 1985, we proclaimed Jesus Christ has made peace between people of every race, culture, and class. This unity is a gift of God, a foretaste of the reconciliation of all things in Christ. The church born at Pentecost was a multicultural church. The gift of the Spirit enabled each person to hear in their own language the good news of Jesus' message of love and justice. This was not a message of uniformity, but of unity, a place where all people are called to follow Christ, regardless of language, culture, or ethnicity. We are called not just to be a multicultural church, but to become an intercultural church, one that stands against the sin of racism and injustice. Equally, Intercultural Neighbouring Sunday is an opportunity to reach out to our community and to build relationships with our diverse, multicultural neighbours. It is an encouragement to step out outside our comfort zone and to go and see what God is already doing in the diverse neighbours we have around us. May we continue to live out the gospel of love and reconciliation, reaching out into our community, witnessing to God's expansive love and mercy. Happy Intercultural Neighbouring Sunday.
This message was filmed at the Korean National Conference I attended. So it was great, and I was really happy to hear the message again. We live in a multicultural world. In particular, Australia is truly multicultural. And this is just the northern western suburb of Melbourne, but around 30% of Melbourne's population was born in other countries. But this is for the northern western suburb. In there, 36%. But I think Endeavour Hills, I think is very similar. But there, maybe more. So who were born in other countries? Could you hands up? New Zealand. Okay. The other?
Holland.
Ireland. Okay, I thought Holland. Yeah, Indica is Holland, yep. And Fiji and Philippines and Sri Lanka. South Africa, yeah. And Hejong? Korea, okay.
Tasmania.
Yeah, it's other countries, yes. Absolutely other country. Welcome to Australia. I think like this, Endeavour Hills is also a multicultural area. Also our community, our church is also multicultural. We can easily see diverse people from different cultures at the shopping center and our church. The early church were not different. There were diverse people in the early churches, such as Jews, Romans, Asians, and Greeks, various people gathered in the name of the Christ and his message, because they believed that God called them as a church, the body of Christ, perhaps embracing diverse cultures is an authentic nature of the Christian church. As followers of Christ, we are called to embrace and appreciate the diverse church, diverse cultures surrounding us. Today, let us reflect on the parable of the sower found in Matthew and discover the wisdom it holds for our intercultural relationships and the seeds we sow. In this parable, Jesus tells the story of a sower who went out to sow seeds. As the sower scattered the seeds, they fell into different places. Some fell on the path, some on rocky ground, some among thorns, and some on good soil. The seeds that fell on the good soil produced a bountiful harvest, while those that fell on the other places yielded little to no fruit. Jesus tells us how important where the seeds were sown. The seeds is the gospel message, as you know. Where the seeds are sown can be our human heart, or our churches, or communities, or our cultures. To produce good fruits depends on where the seeds are sown. Jesus meant that the place where the seeds of the gospel are sown is important. He did not mean to judge where the seeds should be sown. You don't have to decide where to sow the seeds. Seeds, the gospel message, must be sown everywhere. The seed of the gospel must be sown everywhere. We cannot prejudge whether it will grow well or poorly. It is because God makes it grow. The Apostle Paul said in Corinthians, "What after all is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe as the Lord has assigned to each this task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor." We should not judge where the gospel should not be sown, but sow it in as many places as possible. We sow the gospel message through good relationships and deeds and commitment to the mission of the local society, and God plants and waters for them. Today is Intercultural Neighboring Sunday. Why intercultural? Some may wonder what is different between multicultural and intercultural. Where multicultural relates to varied cultural groups existing independently of one another, intercultural refers to something occurring between different cultures. Multicultural refers to a society that contains several cultural or ethnic groups. People live alongside one another, but each cultural group does not necessarily have engaging interactions with each other. And intercultural describes communities in which there is a deep understanding and respect for all cultures. Intercultural communication focuses on the mutual exchange of ideas and cultural norms and the development of a deep relationship. In an intercultural society, no one is left unchanged because everyone learns from one another and grows together. So I think this picture is quite good to understand. So the multicultural, there's lots of hands, but just independently they are located. But intercultural, in one hand, and they are many hands together. This is a little bit different. But intercultural sounds like a more active and interaction. So I thought deeply about this gospel being sown in various cultures and how they have grown in each culture. The same gospel message was sown, but its fruits vary in each culture. The seeds of the gospel of Jesus have been sown all over the world. Various church denominations, like Baptist, United, Methodist, there is no United Church, I don't know why, but yeah, there's lots of churches, denominations there, and they are growing. And various theologies are emerging. And the gospel combines with the various religious views of each culture to create its own church culture and theology. So now we are going to watch a worship service of Nigerian church and Korean church. This is, I took the film in, I think, 7 years ago, in a Nigerian church in Kensington, in the western suburb of Melbourne. Just so we can watch. This is offering time. This is offering time. They are going to front. We've been dancing. Look at them. Each of them has some envelope. That means I danced 30 minutes. Just from there to this, 20 minutes, 15 minutes. Oh, So at the time, I was a bit really, I was really interested in what they did at the time, just offering time. But we had 30 minutes, more than 30 minutes. So what do you think? Did I dance with them? I had to. I had to. And he asked just like that. It's really interesting experience. Yeah, but I like it. Every Sunday in offering time, they danced. So I call that dancing with the money. It was a really great experience. Yeah, it's in Melbourne. Okay, so we are watching another video, the Korean worship service. So this is a Korean, I think a typical Korean church worship service that you're singing. So what do you think? What's different between Nigerian church and Korean church? Amazing. Yeah, big difference, yes. So I'm very familiar with the Korean church worship service. So most Korean church worship service like that. And yeah, charismatic or not, but this is a bit charismatic. So, just, I wonder, are you comfortable or it is interesting? It's quite feel different, right? When I was a candidate, I attended a liturgy class. The lecturer showed us various worship videos, such as Korean worship, or Black American church worship, or Romanian Orthodox church, and African church worship service, and etc. But one of my colleagues said, I really don't like it. So I was so sad to hear that. She's a candidate of Uniting Church. Uniting Church already proclaimed we are multicultural church in the middle of 80s. But still, there is a someone like my colleague. So at the time, I thought being an intercultural church was still challenging. As followers of Christ, we are called to be sowers of seeds in our intercultural relationship and to create an environment of empathy where we seek to understand and appreciate the cultures of our neighbors. We can sow seeds of love and understanding by building bridges of trust and actively listening so that we celebrate our differences and find common ground by fostering genuine connections. As we reflect on the parable of the sower, my brothers and sisters, May we remember the importance of sowing seeds of understanding in our intercultural relationship. Let us try to cultivate an environment that embraces diversity and promotes unity. I want our church to be good soil to make great fruits of the gospel in diverse cultures. May our commitment to intercultural neighboring extend beyond this Sunday. As we sow seeds of love, respect, and empathy throughout our lives. Amen. Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, we pray that the seeds of understanding, respect, and empathy planted in our hearts today may find good soil to grow and bear abundant fruit. Enable us to be agents of change, breaking down the barriers that separate us and fostering an environment where unity and understanding can thrive. Build our church to embrace different cultures and faiths. May your Holy Spirit guide us on the path of intercultural neighboring. Grant us the strength and endurance to continue sowing seeds of understanding even in the face of challenges and setbacks. We pray in the name of Jesus, the ultimate bridge builder and reconciler. Amen.